You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Across a story about a Marine colonel who committed suicide. Pretty, atypical, if I could say so. And it's irritating me, bothering me, as I listened to it this morning, as I read it this morning. So I'll share it with you here in a few minutes. So that's my head. The other head is there's not like one bit of good news on the planet, I don't think. So if I could give you a news advisory, don't even go there. Just stay away from it, all right? Just absolutely, positively stay away from it. So let's see. You got 7 days in a wake-up until it's Christmas. So you have that going for you. So keep the news shut off. Go about your life. The world will take care of itself ultimately. And don't worry about it. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. Gunner's on his way to the doctor. He had some, I don't know, pinched nerve or something in his upper back. And it happened like we were talking on Friday, I think. Friday? Afternoon-ish? He and I were talking about something. And then he was like, oh, man. And I was like, what? I'm like, dude, you're just falling apart. You are absolutely falling apart. So I'm not sure that he'll be with us in the third hour today. He was headed to the doctor this morning. So we shall see if Senor Musselman will join us today. And if not, we will adjust appropriately. In the second hour, you can hear from a friend of mine, Gunnery Sergeant Wayne Bowie. He's one of the adults that, as I call them, that I ran across in my life. And, Gunny Bowie, I met him when I was, getting ready to get out of the Marine Corps. I was the operations officer at MEF headquarters group. And, we were at a meeting, and he's the one that kind of, at a meeting, he said, I'll take care of that. And normally at meetings, what you heard everybody was trying to do was trying to get out of taking care of anything. So it was like, who is that guy? He must be new here. And so I went over and introduced myself, and he's a great guy. And got out of the Marine Corps a couple years ago. And maybe, I think he might have got out of the Marine Corps before I got out of the Marine Corps, now that I think about it. And he went to school at San Diego State. From there, you'll hear a story. Graphic design guy now, and making a living doing that, or starting his career as a graphic designer. So, so it's interesting to hear what he has to say about being a retired Marine in the workplace, and dealing with younger people. And so, I think you'll enjoy meeting him. But he's the one. He sent me an email recently and said, "Why don't we get to go to school?" As staff NCO. I asked Mike that last week. Mike said, it's a numbers issue. Can't send them there. Don't have the density in their numbers to go ahead and do that. So, we'll talk about that. Kind of interesting. But that's his question. Look, you want more out of us. We want more out of this. Why don't we prepare them better? Why don't we educate them better? Why don't we stick them in schools for 9 months like we do our officers? So, and it's like, okay, I got it, but why? So we can't send all of them. Why don't we send the top ones? Knowing that they're going to be a huge influence to others in units. Why don't we send some of them? Anyway, you'll hear that discussion. And then we talk about, and I asked him about the defanging of our NCOs. Have we taken so much away from them that we make their job impossible without asking please? Okay? And again, I'm not talking about the water walkers, okay? I'm not talking about the water walkers, because they'll always do great. I'm talking about your above average, your average staff NCO, which make up the majority of the force. They're going to have to use a combination of both their own charismatic leadership and guys they get along with. And at the same time, there are also going to be others that don't want to get with the program that they're going to have to be able to have some tools to coerce them to go in that direction. So anyway, we asked him about that too. So you'll enjoy him. He's a good dude, a thoughtful guy. And, you know, with great experience, as most guys who would have got out in 2015 as gunnery sergeants, they would have spent, you know, probably more than half their career in the Marine Corps, easily more than half their career in the Marine Corps while it was at war. So they certainly have the experience to go ahead and have informed opinions about that. So we'll start the program. Yeah, how about that? Within the first 10 minutes of the program, we'll start it. Good morning to you on this 17th day of December, and the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official.
Thank you.
dedicated to people struggling out there with the Christmas spirit, okay? So this is dedicated to you. Hopefully, take a minute, take a deep breath, focus on giving, focus on making somebody else's life better. And it's surprising when you focus on making somebody else's life better, how it makes your life better. So this is dedicated to everybody who's looking to find the Christmas spirit, okay? Focus on giving. Focus on giving.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose. if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll check the weather. Cloudy in 44 in Quantico, Virginia. At Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, home of 2 meth and the 2nd Marine Division. Sunny at 49. Granbury, Texas, clouds at 44. 29 Palms, cloudy at 47. Camp Pendleton, clouds at 48. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 63. The Al-Anbar province is cloudy and 56. The Helmand province of Afghanistan is clear, dark, and 50. In the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is 57 degrees under cloudy sky. Only looking for a high of 63 today with a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 66. Wednesday, 72. What is that all about? All right, I'm gonna hold on, let me find it. USMC Colonel. All right, stand by. I'm looking for the article that I saw this morning. Colonel, the article says, and this is the things that made me read it. Well, the headline obviously made me read it. But it said he was a F-18 pilot and then an infantry officer. We all know that really doesn't happen. And so, now I can't find it. I hate it. And so you start to read stuff, and then people that I just found it. No, I didn't. Stand by. But they say things in the article that you know are like illogical or they don't make sense. And you think, you know, if if there were more veterans there, you would see easily if this is a story, something's wrong. Right? Dude needs different help than we're trying to give him. All right, we're going to take a break so you don't have to stand here and listen to silence as I find this thing. I want to show the article because it's so wrong. And my whole concept of when you go to the VA, you should talk to a veteran. And the veterans should be the ones doing the training there, the triage there, because they know what's up and what's not up. And so... And in particularly the first line of, does this guy have other mental health disorders, or is he simply, you know, not readjusting well and things like that. And so let me take a break, and when we come back, I'll find the story. I'll find the story. So don't touch that dial. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
I am so not in the Christmas spirit, man. Yeah, exactly. Here, I was going to be the bearer of good tidings and great Christmas cheer, and now I'm pissed. That's right. That's how my Monday's starting off. Not happy about it. I can't find a story, man. I just read it laying in bed on my phone. But my news browser doesn't have a history. Like, what the fuck? How could that be? Anyway, what it made me believe in, and again, this is not my default position, but this is what I'm learning more and more as I interact with more people, that my assumption that I'm wrong is an invalid assumption. Yeah, it's an invalid assumption. And so my instincts about mental health, you need to have people that know something about the environment that this person was in. That's like spot on. That shit is spot on. And you can do one of two things. You can recognize that, hey, there's obviously something deeper going on here, but you don't treat them the same way you're going to treat as you go through the triage process. You know, and when that's not done, like, at such a basic level, and then the dude winds up getting in his dress blues, committing suicide. It's just like, are you kidding me? Like, what is going on? So anyway, Not that I'm sensitive to that. But I am. So, I just found it. Why was this so hard? It's in the Tampa Bay Times. Headline, Jim Turner, a retired Marine colonel, took his life at the Bay Pines VA. I took the word Florida out of it, and it pops up in a news search. Oh, shit. I forgot. Tampa's not in Florida. The idiots at Tag thinks. Anyway, Jim Turner, a retired Marine colonel, took his life at Bay Pines VA campus. He was the fifth veteran to do so since 2013, to commit suicide on the campus. He was a decorated Marine who served his nation with honor, but the transition to civilian life proved to be too difficult, and like 19 other veterans, every day he took his own life. Well, the good thing about that is that at least the writer of this did some research, because normally they'll use the number 22. Updated VA numbers say the number is 20, so at least it's some indication that the writer, Howard Altman, went ahead and did his research. On December 10th, retired Marine Colonel Jim Turner put on his dress uniform and medals and drove to the Bay Pines Department of Veteran Affairs complex. He got out of his truck, sat down on top of his military records, and took his own life with a rifle. Aside from leaving behind a grieving family and friends, Turner, 55, of Bel Air Bluffs, left behind a suicide note that blasted the VA for what he said was its failure to help him. Quote, I bet if you look at the 20 side suicides a day, you will see VA screwed up in 90% of them, wrote Turner, who was well known and well respected in military circles. I did 20 plus years, had PTSD, and still had to pay over $1,000 a month for health care. Turner's death marked the fifth time since 2013, that's an average of one a year, that a veteran has taken his life at Bay Pines. There were more suicides there during those 5 years than at the rest of the VA hospitals in the state combined. There were none at the James A. Haley VA Medical Center in Tampa. It's unclear how many other veterans killed themselves during this period at VA facilities around the nation. The government's second largest bureaucracy declined the Federal Freedom of Information Act request by the Tampa Bay Times for the information last year. In an email on Friday afternoon, VA spokesman Susan Carter said the agency only started collecting the information a month after the denial. And that bit of information would be how many veterans committed suicide on their campuses. From October 17th to November 18th, from October 2017 to November 2018, there have been 19 suicide deaths at VA facilities around the United States, Carter said. The vast majority of veteran suicides are off campus, and 70% of those who take their lives hadn't sought treatment from the VA, according to VA statistics. As for why it keeps happening at Bay Pines, officials there say they don't have an answer. He's from Baltimore, from a wealthy family. James Flynn Turner IV. My brother's identity was being a Marine, said John Turner. Jim Turner flew F-18s and then became an infantry officer. So I don't know what that means. He served as an operations guy, an infantry unit. Anyway, he later served in the details of his service are not very well laid out in the article. He later served in Afghanistan and spent a decade working at U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. He left an enduring legacy of professionalism, commitment, and superior leadership, which served as a guiding force for all service members whose lives he touched, said Edward Dorman III, a recently retired Army Major General who worked with Turner at Central Command for a decade. That's a life worth emulating. When he retired, he lost his identity, began to struggle, his younger brother said. Those problems were exacerbated by some mental health issues Turner was experiencing from his time in the Marine Corps. He and his wife were divorced. He came home seemingly fine, said Jennifer Turner. It was a couple of years later that he just got more aggressive. It was never anything physical, she said. He just got very agitated. He had nightmares. There would be where he would wake up screaming military stuff. Problems reached a crescendo when Turner, retiring in 2015, his wife said. They decided to separate. While Jennifer Turner was out of town, Turner grew angry at his son, chased him out of the house with a gun. Jennifer Turner believes her ex-husband may have taken his life because he was refused treatment at Bay Pines. Both she and John Turner say it was quite possible he became frustrated with having to wait and left without help. The VA did not comment, citing privacy concern. And then they go into all the different people that have committed suicide there. Vietnam War veteran Jerry Reed, 67, may have driven to the VA to take his own life on February 7, 2013, because he lived alone, didn't want to have his body found weeks or months later, said a friend, Bob Marcus. Joseph Jordan, medically retired Army Green Beret, likely took his life at Bay Pines on March 17, 2017, not because of poor treatment, because he felt safe there, said his brother, Mark Jordan. But Gerard Reitman, 66, who served with the Marines in Vietnam, and later as a guard for President Nixon at Camp David, felt like the VA wasn't really taking care of him when he ended his life at Bay Pines on August 25, 2015, said his brother, Stephen Reitman, the mother of Esteban Rosario, 24, who ended his life at Bay Pines on May 8, 2013, could not be reached for comment. Regardless of why he took his life, Turner left behind family and friends, many of whom gathered at a memorial service Friday afternoon in Largo, still struggling with the aftermath. Both of his heartbroken children are currently in school, and they have lost their main means of financial support, his sister-in-law, Katie Turner, wrote on a GoFundMe site set up to help them. In lieu of flowers, the family has humbly requested donations for the children's continued educational expenses. Again, I don't know why it's such a stretch that when you walk into the VA, especially seeking to be treated for mental health, you are seen by a fellow veteran. Somebody who knows the deal, somebody who is part of your tribe, somebody who, most importantly, before they help you, they make you feel at home. And that you know, we're gonna help you. We're going to help you. Now, let me just tell you, obviously there's deeper mental health issues than simply learning to live with what this guy saw during the march up in 2003. Okay? There's the transition thing. There's a financial thing. All those kind of descend on somebody and are the things that crush the life out of people, literally. So I saw that, and it just struck a chord in me that here you have somebody seemingly full up round when they get out of the Marine Corps, and all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but in a matter of 3 years, he takes his life. And the VA ought to be better. It can be better. And when it's a cultural event over there, it doesn't offer services to everybody. It offers services to a specific group of people. There ought to be a unique program where veterans can go to work there, get paid very well, and help other veterans with mental health issues. So, anyway, caught my eye this morning. before I came in. So Europe is struggling. You got Brexit going on over there. You got the Russians doing what they do, which is never anything good. You have the French trying to keep from being overthrown. Hungary's having issues. So the best thing, as I said, best thing to do is shut it off. All right. Then you come to the United States and the shit show we have going on here with the president. All right. And he is dead smack in the center of all of it. And you know, again, if you watch the way Donald Trump's lived his life, he's lived a high profile life, and he plays fast and loose with the truth, and he just moves on to the next issue, and that's the way he's done it. Not sure that works when you're the president of the United States. Speaking of the president, Trump says he'll review our economy, right, going in the tank. And what is the primary driving force of that? I mean, the economy's been the story, right, for most of the year, is the uncertainty caused by our trade dispute with China. And I would tell you this, make no mistake, this is just the valley that you have to go through to come out at a better place on the far side that will lead to greater and more sustained growth. And you have to do that. You cannot back away from the confrontation with China. So in terms of, like, you're seeing all this dire reporting, I don't, you know, this is just me, Max Economic Forecasting Service, but I don't buy that. Yeah, I'm not buying that one bit. And I'll tell you why. The economy is too strong. The direction it's pointed in is too good. The speed bump that is being navigated is the situation with China. So that going on. So you have that. You have all of that. You have the Democrats coming to power in the House. So we'll have divided government. Nothing will get done. The president's threat to shut down the government over the wall. And we'll see what comes of that. We'll see what comes of that. So doesn't leave one in a positive frame of mind relative to the future. I got it. So with that said, mute the news, and we'll talk about some military stuff. Trump says he'll review murder case against former Green Beret. And what's odd about this is that there's an ongoing, like, military investigation, court-martial, all of that. It's not like the president is going to take this up and either pardon or commute or whatever somebody's sentence. He's intervening while it's still going on. President Donald Trump said Sunday that he would be reviewing the case of a former U.S. Army commando being charged with murder, raising questions about the possibility he could jeopardize the ongoing military legal proceedings. Trump tweeted that at the request of many, he will examine allegations that Matthew Goldstein hunted down and killed a suspected bomb maker in Afghanistan. The president tweeted that Goldstein is a U.S. military hero who could face a death penalty from our own government. Any review or intervention by Trump would constitute unlawful command influence and could threaten the case against the former Green Beret. In a statement on Sunday, Army Colonel Rob Manning, Pentagon spokesman, said that, quote, the allegations against Major Matt Goldstein are a law enforcement matter. The Department of Defense will respect the integrity of this process and provide updates when appropriate. Trump and other senior military and administration leaders have issued statements about military criminal cases in the past, triggering legal appeals and other complications as the courts work to ensure impartial proceedings. The president, however, does have broad authority to pardon criminal defendants. The Army statement on Friday said Goldstein was charged with killing the Afghan during Goldstein's 2010 deployment to Afghanistan. Goldstein was leading a team of Army Special Forces troops at the time believed the bomb maker was responsible for an explosion that killed two Marines. the Goldstein case has bounced around since 2011 when he told the CIA in a job interview that he hadn't, that he'd shot and killed the man. So, president in the news. The case has been in the news. I don't know if you saw the story, but if you haven't, it's disgusting. 84-year-old veteran died after nursing home staff ignored his infected, rotting genitals. An 84-year-old U.S. Army veteran's pressing medical needs were blatantly ignored by a Jacksonville, Florida nursing home staff last year, and he died shortly after. York Spratling first checked into the Consulate Healthcare in December 2016 while suffering from diabetes, his nephew Derwin Spratling told the Naples Daily News. The veteran's health was declining. Walking and feeding himself was a struggle, making living on his own impossibly unrealistic. So what happens was it led to gangrene through neglect. Literally, his genitals rotted. Imagine that. It's not the first story that we've seen of this kind. State investigators from Florida Agency for Healthcare, which oversee nursing home regulations, began looking into the Spratley case in the aftermath of what appeared to be gross mismanagement of a nursing home patient. Now, these are the ones you read about. Imagine what goes on a daily basis. The AHCA had already cited the Consulate Healthcare nursing home three times in a year leading up to the 84-year-old's death, with each report pointing to inadequate staffing and an inability to provide even the most basic care for residents, such as bathing and hygiene. It's absolutely, positively unthinkable that this stuff is happening, right? Remember the case of the family who had a camera in the room and their father died. He was pressing the button to call a nurse, and then as they investigated more, they found that he was routinely ignored, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Yeah, it's horrible. The Alex Hollings a week ago came on and we were talking about a mock-up of a Chinese fighter, the J-20 stealth. Looks remarkably like something that we would design. How about that? Don't expect the Corps' new Chinese J-20 stealth fighter to be dogfighting with Marine jets. The replica Chinese fighter was first spotted at Savannah Hilton Head Airport and then temporarily parked at Air Dominance Center in Savannah, Georgia, the aviationist reported. The prototype high-tech stealth aircraft was not built for the U.S. Air Force, but as a training tool for Marines, as the Corps continues to modernize its force for a bout with peer rivals. A statement to Marine Corps Times from the Marine Corps Training and Education Command, or TACOM, said the prototype Chinese fighter was not built for flight training. The Corps wanted the mock-up Chinese aircraft for visual and sensor training, all of which is conducted on the ground. So, there you have it. TCOM has contracted with the Army Special Threat Systems Management Office, TSMO, to provide a full-scale realistic aircraft and vehicle mock-ups of multiple Marine Corps bases, range training systems, requests for 2018. So everybody can get familiar with what the Chinese fly and what they drive. Russia claims U.S. is ignoring outreach on nuclear treaty dispute. Okay, what do we know? If the Russians are moving their lips, they are lying. Very good. You're learning. You're learning. Picture the Secretary of Defense. Russia wants to sit down with Pentagon officials for open and specific talks on alleged violations of intermediate range nuclear forces treaties, the Russian Defense Ministry said on Saturday. Now, you want to know why? Because the Russians, they want to play games, but when the United States says, okay, we'll go there. Remember, Russia has the economy the size of Canada. They can't go there. That's how they went bankrupt and fell apart as a Soviet Union. Simply did not have the hard currency to continue to play the charade game that they play in Russia. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, something like that, sent his counterpart, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, a proposal for launching a dialogue 3 weeks ago, according to the Russian statement. But Russia says it hasn't received any official reply from the Pentagon. I think no reply is a reply. So, film at 11. If you've been following the war in Iraq, ISIS has been squeezed and squeezed in the Euphrates River Valley. Fighting against the Islamic State group is in its last enclave in Syria is going very well, a U.S. official said Saturday as U.S.-backed Syrian fighters battled the extremists on the edge of the largest urban area they still hold. A spokesman for U.S.-led coalition, Colonel Sean Ryan, comments came a day after the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces captured the town of Hajin, H-A-J-I-N, the largest urban area controlled by ISIS in the enclave. Now, if you bust out your map, H-A-J-I-N, all right? So you bust out Google Earth, you type in H-A-J-I-N, the dialog box says Hajin, Syria, and you say yes. All right, town that looks like many others in the Euphrates River Valley. I will tell you how far it is from the border of Al-Qaim, which if you follow the Euphrates River, right, it's from the outskirts of Baghdad. Right, it goes through Fallujah, through Ramadi, and then it keeps heading west. Winds up going through Al-Qaim, which is right on the Syrian border. Hajin is, stand by for a measurement. This is not a football game, just so you know. All right, we'll do it in miles because people understand miles. Twenty-two miles from Hajin to Al-Qaim. So, lots of Marines are familiar with those places. Anyway, that's the last enclave. Ryan said that ISIS still poses a threat and its fighters are regrouping, planting IED devices to slow the progress of SDF offensive. He added that the end days of ISIS in the enclave they hold near Iraq's border are getting closer. However, they still have the capability to do coordinated attacks, and this fight is not over. So, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, right? Who comes out of that? What intel comes out of that as you get more and more high-level guys trapped in there? And like rats, they get yoked up at the end of it. So that'll be interesting. President Trump went to Arlington Cemetery. In an unannounced visit on Saturday. In a steady rain, Trump visited the cemetery during an annual event in which holiday wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. The president's trip to Arlington came about a month after he received criticism for not visiting the National Cemetery on Veterans Day, and that in turn came after a visit to a World War I cemetery in France was scuttled due to poor weather. So kind of ironic that he's out there standing with an umbrella when that did not happen in France. And he was roundly criticized for it. So, interesting stuff. All right, top five stories in Early Bird. And then you're going to hear Gunnery Sergeant Wayne Bowie this morning. And if you missed the open of the program, Gunny Bowie sent me an email and said, "Hey, Mac, why don't we send staff NCOs to, or enlisted Marines, to school like we send officers?" And I asked Gunny that. He said it's a numbers game. But on this program, we talked about the chore of leading. How do you expect them to do that when we don't send them to school for longer than... If the school's 6 weeks, there's a week of in-processing, a week of out-processing, which means the school's about 4 weeks. Top five stories in Early Bird. Number one, U.S. Taliban to meet Monday in the UAE. A Pakistan-arranged meeting between U.S. and Taliban officials will be held Monday in the United Arab Emirates to push political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. The special representative for Afghan reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, will lead the U.S. team to the talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Gulf state. So we'll see. We'll see. Number two, audit finds cyber vulnerabilities in U.S. missile defense system. The Army, Navy, and Missile Defense Agency are failing to take basic cybersecurity steps to ensure that information on America's ballistic missile system won't fall into nefarious hands, according to Defense Department Inspector General audit released on Friday. You know what? At some point, this shit gets ridiculous. This happens all the time. There was another big story over the weekend about how the Chinese continue to exploit and steal American technologies, not so much from active duty service members, but from contractors that are brought into the DOD, given clearances, right, who don't secure their computers, who then give up secrets, blah, 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 blah. So how can this keep going on? Why isn't job one? We don't go forward without these things in place. Third story, budget watchdog warns that fighter could cost three times that of the F-35. A next-generation air superiority jet for the U.S. Air Force, known by the service as penetrating counter-air, could cost about $300 million and $218 in 2018 dollars per aircraft, according to the Congressional Budget Office. At that price, the PCA would be more than three times the average F-35A jet, which is coming in at about $94 million. The reason for the whopping price tag, part of it comes from the cost of the new technologies. Crazy. Number four, Canada is looking for a way out of a big Saudi arms deal, says their prime minister. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking in an interview that aired on Sunday, said for the first time his Liberal government was looking for a way out of a multi-billion-dollar arms deal with Saudi Arabia. All comments represented a notable hardening in tone from Trudeau, who previously said there would be huge penalties for scrapping the $13 billion agreement for armored vehicles made by the Canadian unit of General Dynamics Corporation that make the LAV up there. Last month, Trudeau said Canada would freeze the relevant export permits if it concluded the weapons had been misused. So there you have it. There you have it, the gadfly globalist at it again. Five, how the feds would be impacted by a Christmas shutdown. I don't really, you know, whatever. I don't really care about reading that. DOD is not impacted, right? Everybody going to get paid. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you will hear from Gunnery Sergeant Wayne Bowie as we continue here on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. 7 days and a wake-up till Christmas, so you got that going for you. Remember, we don't count Christmas, so that's how we do calendars. Don't touch that dial. The guy you're going to meet next, very interesting, Marine Gunnery Sergeant. Don't touch that dial.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.